Kia ora, I'm Andrew Whiteside, and my guests today are Ray Iose and Villa Lemanu, who are two young Pacifica choreographers in New Zealand. Each of them has created a separate dance work for the 2021 Pacific Dance Festival, and both works will be exhibited together in a single evening. While discussing their work, we also went deeper into their cultural ties and the issues their pieces are challenging. Ray and Villa, Talofa, welcome.
Hey, thank you.
To see you. So you've both got a show each, but they're being pulled together as double bill in one evening. Kind of exciting for you both, yeah?
Yeah, it is. It is quite exciting, really, to be honest.
Yeah, this is our first sort of choreographic work, like professionally.
So that's what's really cool, I think.
So you seem like you're great mates. Have you known each other for a while?
We've actually never worked with each other.
Yeah. We've known of each other, and we're like acquaintances and friends, but like in terms of like a professional level, working together, this is probably the...
Yeah, this is the first time we've kind of like... done something together, eh?
Yeah.
So let's begin with your work, Villa.
It's a Samoan, the first part is Samoan, Atali'i Ole Crescent.
Yep.
So I'm breaking that down, Atali'i... It's pretty much like the child, or translated as like the children of the crescent, because our piece is all boys. It's technically like the sons of the crescent, and I like these big plays on words, eh? So the sun and the crescent meaning change, and also just boys being boys. The crescent part's just from I grew up in a place called Waimonlea, and the street I stayed on was called Firth Crescent. So that's the crescent I always relate myself to.
In reading about it, it's something about the loss of community, gentrification, so changes in society. Is this a personal story?
Yeah, for sure. Because gentrification, there's been a lot of cases, especially in Tamaki Makaurau, like, and Mauan kind of touches on gentrification, but it was more so one specific experience that happened during lockdown last year where my parents, well, it was my first time moving out. So I was in Sandringham at the time, and my parents sort of called me up. It was actually my sister that called me up and was saying something, we might have to move out because we got everyone on the streets getting these pamphlets saying there's development going on. And so they were kind of scared. And I just felt really helpless because I was like in Sandringham and I couldn't do anything. Like everyone's locked inside, it was level 4. And so it just made me think about a lot of things like... just memories in the house, you know. I pretty much grew up there. All my memories are there. It was almost like, you know, when they say, like, when you're about to die and your life flashes before your eyes. Man, that was me, man. I just saw all of the memories kind of flash before me, and it scares me to see all those memories sort of leave.
So did the development happen?
No. So I think there's a lot of petition signing that happened after that. I haven't heard anything after that. And I don't know if that's a good sign or a bad sign. I'm just, it's actually kind of scary that not knowing what's happening or the talks that are going on sort of behind the scenes. So I don't.
And I guess the thing is, if it's a community where lots of houses are going to be demolished, it's not like you can take that group of people and transplant them instantly somewhere else. There's actually people lose connection.
Exactly. And for me, and that's what I wanted to touch base on, because it's such a big topic. So I'm like, we only have 30 minutes. I just want to talk about, the community that sort of raised me up and sort of championed them and just say thank you to them and just to shed light on, like, that's the thing that I feel like is more important than sort of developments is the community.
Yeah, and so, so Ray, yours is XY only.
Mm-hmm.
And you're taking on Samoan society a little bit about the role of women and the place of women in society. So just explore that for me a little bit. Tell me about that.
Cool. So the start with the name, the XY is obviously the chromosome for male. So if you change XY only to using that, it'll be boys only. So contrary to the name, I'm using a group of females for the piece. And I grew up around very, very strong females. So I've got 5 older sisters. I'm the youngest and the only boy, and plus mum. So they've been through some stuff, you know, growing up, and I've just witnessed the strength and the mental capability that they had to to be able to go through these things, especially in the Samoan society. And Samoa, this is so just because this is just me, and this is my thinking, and it doesn't I'm not counting for everyone else's, because I'm one Samoan of the 200,000 Samoans that there are in this world. I think that's how many Samoans from the census.
in New Zealand.
And men have always been the front of everything, really, like the highest positions in government. Even the chief titles is always bestowed upon men. And one of the stories that I'm playing with in the dance piece is the story of how the traditional tatau got to Samoa. It was originally meant for females, but because of what happened to the two females that brought the ink or the tatau to Samoa, was they got their story mixed up, which is why now men wear the... Wow. And I was just thinking, like, what if it was a woman that wore that, that got the tatau? Like, what would their place be in the Samoan society now if that story wasn't
misinterpreted?
Yeah, misinterpreted. And yeah, I'm also touching base on the, because this piece to me is really just like the word that Vila used, championing my siblings, my sisters and my mother. And again, it's just me sort of like thanking them and just acknowledging everything that they've done in my life. And yeah, just the, one of the sayings in Samoa, if you translate it, it's behind a good man is a good good woman. It's a good woman. And I think that saying is very true, because they do a lot.
Do you think that this is a generational thing, that your generation of young Samoan men are willing to challenge the hierarchies on behalf of their sisters and mums and aunts and grandmas? Or is it just it's the time to do it now?
This is just my feeling, but with how open talks can be nowadays, this is the time for me to really... ask the questions.
So both of you, were you born in New Zealand or were you born in Samoa?
Yeah, I was born in New Zealand, Middlemore Hospital.
And Ray?
I was born in Samoa, but I moved there when I was four. So pretty much my whole life was pretty much in New Zealand, really.
So in a sense, you're Kiwis, you've got a strong Samoan heritage, mm-hmm. but you're still connected to Samoa. So it's really interesting, particularly what you've just been talking about, how the political situation there, you had your first female prime minister, but the existing prime minister, that's not going to happen.
Yeah.
So this must be really fascinating for you to watch from this far away.
Interesting mm-hmm. times, eh? Interesting times.
Yeah,
it's weird, that whole identity thing. I think that's something I personally am exploring choreographically. Because I kind of always consider myself a New Zealand born Samoan, and I feel like the more specific I am with my identity, the more honest it feels. Because even though I am sort of connected to Samoa, like I personally haven't been there, and also like I'm still kind of on a journey with learning the language. So I have my own sort of New Zealand born challenges with being Samoan. So I think that's really...
There's a journey there, yeah?
Yeah, for sure. And like, I love journeys, you know? You can't knock journeys, so it's an interesting one.
It's very personal too, isn't it?
Yep.
For sure.
Yeah, definitely. Especially with the thing that's happening in Samoa. Like the past Prime Minister who is trying to be the current Prime Minister, he was in power for a very long time, 22 years, and... Yeah. We've seen what, I'm not saying that all the choices done by a female leader are the best choices for the people, but change does come and change needs to happen. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Those are just all my thoughts.
You're right. It's really important. Yeah. And any culture cannot stay static. Otherwise it becomes irrelevant in a way, doesn't it? And you'll always get people challenging, particularly those who've clung to power for a long time.
For sure. So used to being on top that anything else doesn't really matter anymore. And I guess for me, having a voice of a woman as an advisor, as the nurturer, because that's been their role for so long, just to nurture and to look after. It would be nice to for them to nurture, look after, and lead for once. I don't know. Yeah.
Do you expect any kickback from the challenge in your work? Do you think some people might go, hey, hang on a minute, you can't say that, true. You can't do that?
I feel like with my work, I think just the more honest I am to my... it just depends on intentions, you know? Like, for me, it's just... As long as I'm honest to my experience about it, and I'm just very transparent, like, this is my experience about it, then, you know, nothing can really be wrong, because it's all from me, and it's all from my perspective. And, but, I mean, if it comes with the territory. I mean, that's art, you know? Like, it's open to interpretation, so whatever people take from it, their opinion is honest to them as well. So I'm just really respectful around, if people take it that way, then we just have a discussion about it, you know? And that's, for me, that's what good art is. It's a generation, it's a conversation starter. Yeah. So yeah, it comes with it.
For my piece, there have already been...
I bet.
There definitely have already been pushback. I have recently lost a dancer 2 weeks into the show, as of yesterday, because of chatter, but only chatter, but also just like the mental state of one in a piece like this can definitely be challenged, and so the piece will be done, will be ready by the time, but we have had this setback because of pushback, and again, it was very controversial for a boy. Or for male to do a piece that shines light on an all female cast, yeah. And with how I'm very careful of using this word, feminists are viewing my piece at the moment, they're questioning my intentions.
Yeah.
And like what Vila said, like it is the perspective of a person, and I came into making this piece knowing that I was going to get this, and knowing that people will question it, people will have stuff to say about it. But again, this is my experience with what I am experiencing with the society in Samoa. I'm not relating it to society in New Zealand or anything. It's just what I'm seeing with my Samoan. Also, it doesn't really help that I'm using three white females as my main dancers.
Mm-hmm.
My whole idea around that, and again, just so that no one, this is my experience with what I'm seeing within the industry in here, is that in New Zealand, is that these female white dancers are very good, very like amazing performers, amazing dancers, technically strong and stuff, but they just won't get the opportunity to perform in pieces like this because of the mere fact that they are not of the... But what I think around that is that if me, the choreographer who has the connection to the culture, give them enough information, give them enough time and care, they will have that connection. It may not be rooted because they're not of the culture, but it'll be a connection through me. I hope that makes sense.
Yeah, of course it does. So you're stirring the pot a little bit? Is that deliberate?
Definitely stirring the pot. And it's quite... so anything that happens is obviously my fault because I've chosen to do this. But if people do get offended about this, then it's obviously a thing.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So if they think it's... If they don't care about it because it... And they're like, then... It's obviously not a thing, but if they do kick back and be like, oh, why did you, then it is obviously a thing and no one's just talking about it.
Well, I guess for both of you, and any artist, if you're creating a piece of work, you don't actually want people to go, eh.
No, never.
You actually want a reaction, whether it's positive or negative, exactly. you know, and that's the whole point.
Yeah, exactly. And my whole thing around contemporary, what is contemporary dance if not political, or if not eyebrow raising, or if not questionable? You know, contemporary dance has no form, has no actual meaning to it. It's just free to, again, to interpretation.
So I wanted to ask you just about the technical aspects, because usually with dance, there's no dialogue. And I take it in both your pieces, there's no dialogue.
Oh, I got quite a bit.
I got quite a bit.
Yeah, so crazy. Going back to what Ray was saying about like what is contemporary dance? I think every generation kind of takes it a step. Like I think the fine line is sort of like thinning every year around what contemporary dance is. That's why I kind of try to categorize my piece as dance theater, because I think it just has elements of both dance and theater.
That's nice.
Yeah. And I think with this work especially, I'm focusing mainly on capturing the energy of the world that I'm trying to kind of make. And so I think for me, it's like if it requires dialogue or if it requires some sort of noise or something, then we're going to try and recreate it, you know, because for me, the most important thing isn't about the dance moves, essentially, but the energy of the work and if that can translate over to the audience. So that's what I'm kind of working with, you know. And I like the idea of just this is all an experiment for me. It's all sort of just like finding what works and finding what doesn't work. So yeah, it's just one giant experiment, eh? And yeah, that's my sort of kickback gift.
No, that's right. You're the same?
Yeah, yeah. So I've got a bit of dialogue, but the dialogue is in Samoan. And it's so I'm using Samoan aspects, obviously, because that's the platform that I'm trying to, I wouldn't say challenge, but I guess ask of, you know.
Well, maybe hold a mirror up to, you know.
Yeah. And so these female, they are, it's quite a long, and two of them are speaking, and I've also got singers. So I think Vila has it more fine-tuned, calling it dance theatre.
Yeah.
Because I am using a bit of everything, like a bit of acting, which we call it state. And then a bit of singing and dialogue. I'm just a contemporary practitioner. That's why I'm calling it a contemporary piece.
Well, it sounds really exciting from both of you, and the show sound really interesting. So, Ray and Vila, lovely to meet you.
Oh, you too. Thank you for having us.
Yeah, and all the best with the season.
Thank you.
That was Ray Ayosi and Vila Lemanu talking about their shows in the 2021 Pacific Dance Festival. Now, please visit my website, andrewwhiteside.com, for more interviews and other great content. While there, you can sign up for my regular newsletters, which I promise you are full of goodness. I am Andrew Whiteside. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you soon.